Now, in the general tradition of Buddhism, four progressive stages of concentration are usually distinguished. That is to say, of concentration in the true sense of the term. And these four stages are illustrated in the Buddha's teaching by four appropriate and even delightful similes. Now I'm going to refer to these briefly. They make it clear between them that concentration is essentially, above all else, a matter of unification and integration of psychic energies. So let's take the first illustration, illustrating the first stage of concentration, of unification and integration of one's energies. The Buddha said, it's just like mixing soap powder with water. Now that's a rather simple and rather obvious simile. So what does the Buddha mean? He goes on to say that you start off, as it were, with two things, two separate things. Soap powder, which of course is dry, and which is, as it were, articulated, lots of little bits. And on the other hand, water, which is, as it were, all one thing, which is fluid, which is continuous. So you start off with these two opposites, if you like, and then you mix them together. And he says, you mix them together in such a way that the soap powder is fully saturated with water. And all the water is used up in saturating the soap powder, so that you've got a ball, in the end, a ball of soap powder fully and completely saturated with water, and without even a drop left over, without even a drop extra, a drop too much. And the first stage of concentration, the Buddha says, is just like that. Then the second stage of concentration. Here the Buddha takes another illustration. He says, it's just like a lake, a great lake of clear water. And there's an inlet to the lake. There's a sort of subterranean spring, which is constantly feeding the lake, flowing into the lake, so that all the time fresh water, clear water, is bubbling up from deep down into the lake. So in other words, there's a continual replenishment of the lake from deeper and deeper sources within. The lake is kept continually refreshed, continually clear, and the water never dries up. If anything, it gets more and more. The lake gets bigger and bigger because of this water flowing in from deep down, from the depths. And the Buddha said that the second stage of concentration is just like that. Now the third stage. The third stage, he said, is just like lotus flowers growing completely immersed in water. The lotus flowers are not above the water, they're in the water, and they're soaked in the water, they're permeated by the water, but they're still lotus flowers. They're not, as it were, dissolved in the water. They live and grow in that, as in their element. And this, he said, is the illustration for the third stage of concentration. And then the fourth stage of concentration, here, he said, is like a man who on a hot day, when he's very tired, very dusty, covered with perspiration, goes and has a bath in a clear pool of water, washes himself, becomes all fresh, clean, cool, comes out, and then wraps himself in a pure white sheet. In other words, in an Indian garment called a dhoti, which covers him all round, which insulates him. He's not only clean, he's not only pure, but he's, as it were, insulated from all contact with the external world. He's himself, he's separate as it were, an individual as it were. So the Buddha said that this is the illustration for the fourth stage of concentration. And with the attainment of that fourth stage of concentration, likens to the man sitting wrapped in the white sheet after his bath, full concentration has been achieved. And inasmuch as full concentration has been achieved, inasmuch as all the psychic energies have been progressively integrated, unified, harmonized, one can also say that true selfhood, true individuality have been at the same time achieved.